This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
And first up, we're off to Albania, in a country where doctors have been known to refuse healthcare to gay and transgender people. Albania is getting a dedicated support helpline for LGBTI people. Sexuality activity is legal in the country, and the government has adopted a comprehensive anti-discrimination law, which happened in 2010. However,
I can hear a butt coming.
However, homophobic and transphobic attitudes still persist. LGBTI activists say it is not uncommon for doctors and civil servants to refuse to provide services to gay, bisexual and transgender citizens.
And of course, this has huge implications for things like education around safe sex and HIV transmission.
The free helpline, which they hope to be operate before the end of 2017, will result in their Kickstarter campaign, which drew donations from more than 1,000 people around the world. The campaign was spearheaded by local Albanian group United for LGBI Cause in Albania, and the executive director of Pro-LGBTI said in a statement, "This will dramatically impact the lives of LGBTI people in Albania, many who are too afraid to go to doctors to seek medical help, especially when it comes to HIV AIDS and prevention and treatment. And the helpline is going to break so many barriers and allow LGBTI people to get the crucial help they may never have sought."
Now across to Serbia, where Serbia's first openly gay leader, Ana Brnabic, has joined Belgrade Pride Parade. She becomes the first openly gay person, Prime Minister, to ever march in a Balkan Pride event. Her speech on the day was a bit of a rallying cry. She said, "Many criticise me. As a representative of the state, I am proud that our country has adopted anti-discrimination laws. The level of discrimination of minority groups and members of national communities is in decline. It's a powerful message of solidarity to Serbian LGBTI people." She reported that there has been a marked decrease in physical attacks on people who are different from the majority, and equally important that we stop hurting ourselves with our words, she said. The Pride March began in 2014 after 5 years of authorities' sanctions, and the country's Orthodox Church is highly influential and also condemns the Pride event.
Well, they might have to change their tune now that the PM's changing direction, won't they?
We will watch with great interest.
Over to Zanzibar, an archipelago off the coast of East Africa, where 20 men have been arrested for attending an HIV/AIDS prevention course. Sounds like a reasonable thing to go to. And
they should be commended.
Not arrested. Is this a typo? The semi-autonomous region of Tanzania, gay male sex is punishable by up to 30 years in jail.
30 years.
You might as well say a lifetime.
Yeah.
Now, the authorities arrested these 20 people for attending an education program claiming they were supporting homosexuality, because, of course, we all know that HIV/AIDS is exclusive to the LGBTIQ community. Not.
This is a Muslim-majority country. They've banned private clinics from providing HIV services earlier this year, and the regional police commander, Hassan Nasri, said on state television that they are implicated in homosexuality by running these services.
You know what the problem is? It's the wrong people have gone to this education seminar. It seems like the authorities need to attend to actually learn a little bit about what they're on about and get their facts straight.
There's an idea. Now, the Home Affairs Minister, though, says that anybody who wants to campaign for gay rights should find another country. And in fact, if they found a local Tanzanian national doing this campaign, we will arrest them and take them to court. If it's a foreigner, we will immediately order them to leave the country. Not good news.
No. And also not good news, the United Nations top LGBT expert has unexpectedly stepped down. Viti Mantrobourne, the UN's independent expert on sexual orientation and gender identity, resigned last week to the president of the UN Human Rights Council, and will leave his post at the end of October. The main reason for his resignation was his personal illness. He's felt unwell for the past few months, and he's also been hospitalised.
Now, interestingly, so this is, if you recall, if you're a regular listener, it was a really hard challenge to get this role up within the United Nations. There were a lot of countries that voted against it.
They did every trick
in the book to try and stop it from getting up. So he's finally got there. So it's actually really sad that after just on 12 months, he's had to pull out.
Yeah, thankfully he is recovering and he's reduced his workload, but he's also resigning for family reasons. A key member of his family is ill and is now having to undertake additional family obligations, which will consume both time and energy.
Now, in brief, in France, a French firm is offering spyware to, quote, find out if your son is gay.
Oh, that sounds like something out of the Middle East. Over in Germany, there are reports of gay men turning to the far-right activist groups.
In the good old US of A, a Houston church has prevented a Jewish lesbian from help in hurricane relief efforts.
And in Israel, the Israeli government has announced changes to the country's adoption laws that bans discrimination against same-sex couples wishing to adopt.
Woohoo!
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.